Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only John Hatt. He's going to be playing Frankie Valli in Jersey Boys, which comes to D.C.'s National Theater on Tuesday, December 17th, day January 5th. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate you.
Now, you just closed it down on Broadway, right? How exciting was that? Before now you're taking it out on the road, but before we get to that, talk about Broadway. So how was that run?
Oh, man, Broadway was amazing. So I actually, on Broadway, I played Joe Pesci, which is a part in the role. Joe Pesci actually had a really big part in how the Four Seasons came to be, and he's a really good part in the show. I joined the Broadway company as Joe Pesci, and I was an understudy for Frankie Valli. And, I was with it a little under a year, and we closed January 17th, 2017, and it was amazing. The closing, I mean, Frankie Valli was there. I mean, the celebration of all the, the 10 years it had been on Broadway was amazing. And it's one of the best parts of my life so far, And I'm very fortunate.
You said Frankie Valli was there. Did you actually get to meet him backstage or anything? What was he like?
Oh, yeah. I've met him actually a couple of times, which is amazing. That was the first time I met him. And, oh, man, he's the nicest man. He's very quiet, but everything he says, you listen, you really put your ear in. He's a great, great man. And he has nothing but love for the show because, it's the story of how he came to be and how these four guys, came to be one of the most successful rock bands of all time,
That's awesome. You mentioned you played the Joe Pesci. That was one of the cool, juicy little of, when I first saw Jersey Boys, 10 years ago or whatever, was realizing that Joe Pesci was involved. That was cool. So talk about what it was like. You're playing this one role, a smaller role as Pesci on Broadway, and now you get to jump into the main role as Frankie Valli and tour the country with that. How exciting is it to sort of bump up into that lead position?
Oh man, it's kind of surreal because I've always loved playing Frankie Valli, and I got the opportunity to play him a few times on Broadway, like when someone had to call out or something like that, and that was amazing, and I loved every second of it, and when they, wanted me to come out on the road, I was elated. I literally, because this is one of my favorite roles I've ever played, and, I mean, to be Frankie Valli up on stage, there's nothing like it, really, and I'm very fortunate to have them want me to come back, after being the understudy, and yeah, it's amazing. I love it every night. I think how lucky I am when I sing "Can't Take My Eyes Off You." I get to, see how lucky I am. Yeah,
definitely. All right. So I've seen the show probably three times or something. You do it every night, so we know it in and out. But let's pretend that maybe one of our listeners has heard of Jersey Boys but has never seen it, maybe doesn't know anything about Frankie Valli, maybe, have heard of it but doesn't really know anything about the plot. Give them the basic, they've been living under a rock. Give them the basic.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Just real quick, logline premise sort of idea of who these four guys were, set the scene in Jersey, set sort of the premise here.
Yeah, for sure. So Jersey Boys, it was the story of these four guys from Newark, New Jersey, actually it's Belleville, New Jersey, where they're actually all from, and how they grew up together and how they trials and tribulations of, wanting to become the greatest rock band of all time and the drama that went along with that. And you hear the songs that you know and the songs that you don't know, but by the end you're recognizing almost every one of those songs. And it's just basically the story of the Four Seasons and how they came to be and how they became one of the greatest rock bands of all time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And who plays the other, which other actors make the foursome with you? Dish on your co-stars about, what makes them each talented.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So I have the best because the Four Seasons, in the show, they're the guys you bond with the most. I mean, obviously I bond with the entire cast, but the Four Seasons, we obviously have a bond. And so, Bob Gaudio, who is one of the other seasons, he's played by Eric Chambliss. And we've got Nick Massey, who's played by Mike Milton. And we've got Tommy DeVito, who's the bad boy of the group, and he's played by Corey Greenan.
Awesome. And remind us some of the famous songs that, that the Four Seasons rattled off, because it is, I mean, I think it was, it's probably, would you say it kind of started the whole jukebox musical craze, if I'm not, you know, remind us some of the big hits.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, you're going to hear hits. I mean, the most famous, I think, is Can't Take My Eyes Off You. That's one of the biggest well-known songs, but they've got, the best songs of Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, Beggin', Who Loves You. I mean, I could name all on and on, but I think it's funny in the show, so we have this thing called the Big Three, which was their first three big hits, and that was Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, and Walk Like a Man. And that, I mean, those are some of their most iconic songs. And we, in the show, we call them the Big Three because we do them one after the other. And it's just a big, amazing part of the show. And it ends with a concert with us facing the audience. And it's really amazing.
Oh, yeah. I remember, if anyone's seen the show, it's kind of like, hits you in the face. It's like, boom, boom, boom. These are three of our biggest hits right off the bat. And then, but I also like, tell me how special it is when sort of slow down and, you know, Frank, you're a little bit more in your, you know, dark side of the dark night of the soul sort of moment. You're off doing yourself away from the guys and get the spotlight.
Right, exactly.
Can't take my eyes off you. Talk about what it's like singing that number solo without the rest of the guys out there.
Oh man, that song in particular, you know, every night you get the feeling of that song because not only do you get to hear the song, but you get to see, if no one's seen the show, you get to see how this song came to be, how no one really, none of the radio or program directors wanted this song because they thought it was like an art project, but Bob Gaudio was persistent about it, and then you see it, how it came to be, and then you finally hear the song. And I mean, each night when I perform it, I see people, you know, holding, like, loved ones holding one another because they, you know, they've heard this song at their wedding or it was their song they first danced to, you know, that's the feeling I get. And I just feel the love always whenever I start singing that song. I feel like a sigh from the audience, which is really amazing. I mean, no other song I feel like I've ever sang has really done that. And that's one of the most amazing parts in the show for me. Yeah. Just to see that.
Yeah, they either know it from the actual Four Seasons, or they saw De Niro and Christopher Walken singing in The Deer Hunter, or they saw Heath Ledger singing in 10 Things I Hate About You on the bleachers.
Exactly. It's everywhere. I can't escape that song, but I love it so much. Like it's so amazing. Yeah.
So how do you? The way everyone's gonna want to know, man, is how do you hit that falsetto? I mean, Frankie Val, it is in my opinion, the most iconic falsetto in rock and roll history. But are you a trained singer on that level? Or, you know what I mean? That's got to really stretch the pipes.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I am a trained singer. You know, I grew up singing, and I grew up singing rock and roll music like that. But when I was a kid, I always loved to sing in my falsetto. I always loved to do that. I think over the years, I've just honed it in with, you know, voice lessons. I mean, every night I have a whole thing I prepare. I you know, steam my voice. I warm up. I do an extensive warm up and to make sure I hit all those high notes without hurting myself. You know what I mean? And but most of it, I think I had a, when I sang when I was younger, I started to develop that falsetto, but then now just 3 years of voice lessons and I've just really honed in that skill. And yeah, it's a tough thing every night, but I, you know, warm up and get it done.
It always boggles my mind because, you know, just talking to you right now, you have a fairly deep voice and then there you go. And you just flip it on. It baffles me how you guys can do that. So props to that.
Talk about
sort of visually what we're going to see as sort of the backdrop. It's obviously it's in the title. It's Jersey. We got the street lamps and sort of the streets. So paint a visual picture for me, and even an important bowling alley sign, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, so the setting is Belleville, New Jersey, and Tommy DeVito comes out right and says Belleville, New Jersey, and he calls himself a native son because he's born and raised, and so you get the sense of, you know, there's the street lamps, there's the guys in suits, there's all these, I mean, literally back in this time, every street corner, you'd have four guys under a street lamp just sitting there singing doo-wop, which, I mean, that alone sets like a huge picture in my mind. You know, you think of a time in the 1950s when all these doo-wop groups were just under street lamps, that's how they practiced, you know? And it's, I mean, these guys, when they were just starting out, they were touring around, going to the clubs and bowling alleys and stuff like that. And that's, you know, that's a big part of the show with the bowling alley. One of the signs, I don't know if I want to ruin it for people, but that's, you know, how they come up with their name, the Four Seasons. They, you know, after a gig at a bowling alley. And yeah, it's amazing. It's like the setting and yeah.
And then costume wise, of course, the wardrobe is you get those iconic red jackets, and talk a bit about, you know, those costumes, and then also sort of the iconic, you know, doo-wop dance move that you get, because to me, they're kind of all of a piece.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. All of them, I feel like all of them affect one another. You know, we have these amazing, amazing people who make these suits, and they fit us amazing. And these red suits are so iconic, especially, and it looks so good when we're doing. So Sergio Trujillo is our choreographer, and he developed moves, which are just so amazing. I mean, they're so effortless, but also they look so amazing. The suits, I think he just really, really got the quality of the show, and you get the feeling from the movement and the suits, and it puts you in that mindset, which is, it's amazing. I mean, every night I always tell people with the dance moves, they're the best feeling dance moves ever, because you just, they feel so comfortable and they feel so good. You never feel like you're overstraining or, you know, they're so comfortable. That's what I always explain to people in the dance moves.
Awesome. And I know at the end of the show, once the show wraps, you guys, don't you all come, unlike other shows, you come out and you do the audience sing-along where you sing some of the biggest hits. Talk about how exciting that is every night and how the audience reaction is. I mean, I'm sure people are just clapping along and singing every word with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, every night. So at the end of the show, we do a Who Loves You, and then we do a reprise of Oh, What a Night. And, I mean, every night, the audience can't not get on their feet. I mean, it's pretty amazing, because I've been told when I was getting into the show, they said the audience will be on their feet every single night at Oh, What a Night, you know, at the very end. And I mean, I see it time and time again. The audience could be, you know, clapping barely throughout the entire show, and then at the very end, they're on their feet, they're singing along, and that's what every audience, I can never not have a good audience in a city, because literally every single audience is on their feet at the end, which is just how this show just affects people. And this music at the end, you just want to get up and dance to the music. You know what I mean? You reminisce about, every single song brings them back to a time, and especially Oh, What a Night, you know, and I think that just brings people to a certain mindset and that they really enjoy it.
Absolutely. Awesome, man. Well, you've been really generous with your time, so we'll let you run. But just in closing, you know what, why should our listeners come out? Maybe they've seen it many times like me, or maybe they've never
yeah,
seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You know, wherever they fall in that spectrum, why should they come on out to National Theater?
Well, you know, I think I tell every audience, you know, why they should come out is because they're going to see an amazing show about these four guys, how they overcame all of their trials and tribulations to become one of the most iconic groups of all time, how they got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the drama. And I think people, if they haven't seen the show, I think this show is for people who, you know, might not love musical theater, but want to see a great show about, you know, some great music, some great acting. I think they're going to come to the show really and enjoy themselves. And if anything, if you're a Frankie Valli fan, you should obviously come to see this show. But if you're not, you're going to see this great story about how this rock and roll band got together and made history.
Absolutely. All right, everybody, John Hacker, who plays Frankie Valli, December 17th through January 5th in Jersey Boys at National Theater. Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.